Mitch Findley is a founder of Voices, an organization to provide services and guidance for emancipated foster youth. They have established a facility in Napa. That was their first. They've come to Santa Rosa, and now they have extended their reach southward into Monterey County. Tell us about your new facility.
We just opened our newest facility in Salinas. It's pretty small in terms of the space, but we're really, really excited to move into that area. Salinas and a lot of other communities in California have a huge need for what we do. And so we're really excited to be working with the community in Monterey County to make the same type of changes and provide the same type of support that we provide in Napa and Santa Rosa.
Now, that's quite a ways away from the North Bay. How did you wind up connecting with the folks down there?
We went and did a presentation in Sacramento at the California Welfare Directors Association, and we were talking about being ready to support another county. And a couple of people from Monterey County were there, heard our talk about who we were, what we did, and they went back to the county and they said, we have to do this. And pretty much within a week, we had a site visit from a funder who was interested in supporting the process. And within a couple of weeks, we were down there visiting them, they were visiting us, and they just moved really quickly. We decided that they had the right setup and the right passion, and the child welfare director is very supportive of making this happen, and everything just kind of worked out.
Having done this before, it must get easier as you continue.
The process gets much more clear. The work itself is a little tough. Each community has its own challenges and strengths. One of the things that does get easier is you understand the flow better.
What sort of opportunities are there for networking among the different locations?
Well, one of the great things about the different communities that we work in, having centers like this and having support from the child welfare directors and the county and those kind of things, is that the counties can learn from each other and what has worked and what hasn't worked and try to think through different strategies. One of my favorite parts of this and having multiple centers in different communities is the staff, the youth staff being able to talk to each other about their experiences and what has worked for them. And we have some very experienced youth staff now. We have a couple of staff from Napa who have been around 4 or 5 years. We have some in Santa Rosa that have been 3 or 4 years as well. But then we have new staff in Salinas who can now ask questions of those other youth staff and really get to know what it's like to be a staff person, be a role model, be a leader in the community in the way that they're expected to be.
With 3 facilities in the Voices Network and a 4th in Santa Clara that you helped guide into existence, you've pretty well established that this is a model that works in multiple locations. Where does it go from here?
The model is definitely replicable, and we know now how to do it. I think that in the future, we are going to be looking for other communities. We don't have the desire to franchise and have Voices centers everywhere. Actually, the new center in Salinas doesn't even have the Voices name. It's called the Epicenter. So we will in the future be looking for another community, but really our goal is to support other organizations to start up these types of centers and in the long run be the ones running it. The Epicenter, after a year or two, will probably spin off into its own nonprofit, have its own board of directors, all of those kind of things. So our job is really doing the startup, getting the young people involved, getting the community to come to the table, making all of those pieces fit and play nicely together.
Mitch Findley is a co-founder of the Voices Centers in Napa, Santa Rosa, and now in Salinas. Thanks very much for talking with us.
No problem. Thanks, Bruce.